The real meat of the reform was stripped out of the bill. Rather than ending mandatory minimums for low-level drug crimes, it ends just one, for selling improperly labeled horse meat for human consumption. Len Engel is the director of policy and campaigns for the Crime and Justice Institute.
We were asked actually to look at the data to see if there was anybody in prison on that charge, that offense, and not surprisingly, no one is incarcerated for improperly selling horse meat.
A staff analysis of the bill says the last U.S. horse slaughterhouse closed in 2007. The measure also doesn't give judges more discretion in sentencing nonviolent first-time offenders. State economists estimate ending mandatory minimums could have saved Florida as much as $860 million. A recent study by the Crime and Justice Institute found people are being sentenced to prison even when other options, such as parole or fines, are recommended instead. Here's Engel again.
It's really hard to say that the steps that were taken this year could be really considered criminal justice reform.
Yet, as the House teed up to pass the bill, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle praised their efforts at overhauling the state's criminal justice system. It raises the felony theft threshold for the first time in more than 30 years, it ends driver's license suspensions for non-driving offenses, and it creates a task force to study the state's sentencing guidelines. Here's the House's sponsor, Palm Coast Republican Paul Renner.
Members, we talked about principles, and no matter what we do, we always ground it in universal principles, and we've done that. With respect to public safety, nothing in this bill will disturb a 50-year low in our crime rate. We've also looked at proportionality, whether the punishment fits the crime, and made dramatic steps in that direction. So for low-level, nonviolent offenders, we're taking a new approach to make sure that they have a new opportunity in life.
You know, I keep hearing that it's an incredible turnaround. I'm not sure exactly what in the bill is an incredible turnaround from the status quo.
That's Greg Newbern. He's the Florida director for Families Against Mandatory Minimums.
I think much of what was in the Senate bill as it was would have represented a major turnaround from some of the dumber policies we've adopted and kept on the books for the past 20 or 30 years. But nothing in the bill, certainly nothing in the bill that passed the House, is a marked change from anything in the status quo, and I don't anticipate it will have much of an impact on the system.
St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis carried the Senate bill. He acknowledges he would have liked to see more done, but he hopes this is a first step and that lawmakers have shown they're willing to think about criminal justice reform. When asked about criticisms to the bill, Brandis paused before responding.
On that, I would say I agree. I mean, I think there's a lot more we can do. Again, this was really a first step. It really gets the ball rolling. It gets the legislature comfortable with the idea of discussing criminal justice reform. I think that's incredibly important. It can't be understated.
Engel with the Crime and Justice Institute agrees. He doubts it'll have a real impact on public safety or the justice system, but he says,
I think that's a positive sign, even if nothing substantive came out of the session. I think there's a path forward.
The bill is one of nine that have not yet been sent to Governor Ron DeSantis. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.